Many of us take for granted being home with family and friends for Thanksgiving, whether it's traveling to grandma's for turkey and dressing or spending the week in your kitchen preparing to host the family feast. This is a time for tradition. But keeping with tradition is not so easy this year for the tens of thousands of people uprooted by Hurricane Katrina. We checked in with a few families who are trying to make new plans on this weekend before the holiday. First, to Austin, Texas, where Christine Francis and 25 of her relatives have settled after fleeing New Orleans.
Our Thanksgivings are deeply rooted in tradition, and those traditions are grounded in our faith and our Creole culture. Every Thanksgiving, there's a 9 a.m. service that we attend. Our entire family attends the same church. We have four generations. And the church is over 100 years old in the Lower Ninth Ward, and that's gone. So the Creole tradition part of it is, you know, every family has gumbo, filet, and several things, you know, stuffed peppers and with things that, ingredients that you simply can't find in Texas. And although the faith part of it will be there with us and it has carried us along our journey and gotten us to where we are today, I think that's the only part of it we'll be able to muster up. We'll be able to thank God for our lives because we've lost four family members. And so it's very difficult to make plans because we're displaced in every sense of the word.
But amid the sadness and longing for home, there are also unexpected reunions. For the first time in decades, Carol Hammock of Walla Walla, Washington, will spend the holiday with her daughter Debbie and her grandson Andre, both evacuated from New Orleans and now live in Washington State.
The last time that we had Thanksgiving with Debbie was probably when she was 16, and she is over 40 now. I'm not going to tell her how old she is. She'll kill me.
Hammock's daughter had one request for this holiday.
She just said, let's have Thanksgiving like we used to. So that's what we're going to do. We always had to have watermelon pickles and pickled spiced peaches. And so I am on the hunt for those things. Have not found the spiced peaches. Have found the watermelon pickles.
People who stayed on the Gulf Coast are trying to make the best of the disaster. Being back home for Thanksgiving is a goal for the Schultz family of Bayou La Batterie, Alabama, a small shrimping village still in disarray from Hurricane Katrina.
This is my husband's family's home, you know, and it's the only home we got, and we wanted it back in it quick. So.
Last week, we found Charlie Schultz in the back of that house, rolling bright red paint on a bedroom wall.
The more it dries, the more redder it gets, and it's like, you gotta get sunglasses in here. And then we got our bathroom done.
The red room is for her 10-year-old son, Jameis. When we first met the Schultz family a couple of months ago, Charlie and her husband, Jody, were worried the city was going to demolish their home, a small wood frame that was completely gutted by the storm. Now, the redone house with its bright walls and linoleum floors is a rare sight in Bayou La Batterie, where shrimp boats are still precariously perched on dry land and some families are living in tents. The Schultz family has been living in a FEMA camper parked beside the driveway and spending every spare minute putting their house back together.
And we just got our lights turned back on, our power, and we got to get our gas turned on. Well, it's on. My husband just got to hook it all back up. And we'll be ready.
So when do you think you'll actually completely be in here?
Probably Thanksgiving. Because we got cabinets, but they're not ready yet. But I can manage.
You can make a turkey without cabinets?
Right. Yeah, we got a table. We can set it up all on the table for right now. That stove, I'm ready to use it. That one in the camper's little. You can't cook on it too much. In the oven, yep, you can't cook hardly nothing in it. So we just been eating like foods that out of the can or, you know, easy to fix. Instead of making, I'm used to making big meals. And it's killing me because I can't cook. I love to cook.
So what's the first thing you're going to make when you get the stove all
hooked
up?
Probably all that turkey and stuff. Turkey and macaroni and cheese, the homemade kind that you cook in the oven. My mama usually cooks a gumbo and broccoli casserole and just all kinds of good stuff. Pork roast, that's my husband's favorite. And pecan pies and all kind of good stuff.
The Schultz family has been lucky. A relief group helped put on a new roof. They've been adopted by a local church, and strangers have been sending them everything from clothes and toys to money to help with the renovation. Charlie Schultz says holiday traditions will have special meaning this year.
We're going to be back in here, I believe. We excited, very excited about it.
What kind of prayer will you say?
Just thankful for being here and being with your family and glad everybody's all right in your house again. After we eat Thanksgiving, I'm going to get a Christmas tree. And that's the day that we always set our Christmas tree up, and I'm going to get a live one this year and get some ornaments and stuff. I'm going to sit it right over that corner. So
there's a big empty space right by the window in their nearly finished living room. To see pictures of the newly renovated Schultz home, go to our website at npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.